And we're back for another Zav Chat, and excited today to start looking at our ever-burgeoning curriculum. And Monique Daly is the lady who's really driven that. We're at that time of the year where families are starting to look at subject selections. Big transition evening last night. So we'll introduce Monique in just a moment and talk today about the broad array of electives that Xavier offers and just the exciting growth in that whole area. Really exciting stuff. Hope you'll stay with us. Bill, welcome.
Thank you very much, Shane. Jared, great to be here again.
That's right. Thank you for having us again, Mr. Healy.
Oh, Gerard, it's always a pleasure.
So it's a wonderful hosting here, but I've got to say I haven't done a bit of gold for a while, and Gerard, I could be stealing a bit of Round the Grounds' thunder, but last Saturday was pretty special for me. There was some great action, right? It was a dreary old Saturday for sport, but some stirring things. You know, the soccer boys came from behind and came through, which was outstanding, as did our footy players on the Roach.
Great win.
And I must say for me, Shane, and Jared, the scene after the game, you know, it's a special fixture between Xavier and Scotch. Great boys' schools, a really good rivalry, you know, in all the honest ways of the word, and you know, playing for the Russell Burns Cup. And just watching how our boys held themselves. I speak often about how boys hold themselves, but, you know, our cheer squad sort of grew over the course of the day. They just gathered calmly at the end to, you know, to relish the moment with our boys. But great, the presentation ceremony went. Scotch left the field, so there was no triumphalism when the worthy opponents were there, and then watching our boys celebrate, wonderful photo at the end of it, all together. It was what we're all about. So anyway, I know, Jared, you're in the middle of it, so it must have been a good feeling.
Yeah, it was fantastic to watch, and great way to sort of end the season as well for the footy and soccer. So yeah, still correct. A couple rounds left, but yeah.
Two to go, and some interesting things with the premiership with both.
Very much so, yeah. The soccer boys are away to Kerry and then home to Halebury, and a couple of results go right, and who knows, there might be a premiership in the offing. So we'll come back and talk a bit more about that, Gerard and Bill. But why don't, Bill, you introduce our special guest. We see her every day, but she's done a wonderful job curriculum-wise here at Xavier.
Great to have Monique Daly with us, our Director of Learning and Growth. So, Monique, welcome back to ZavChat.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning to you all.
Perfect. Hey, look, and you're doing pretty well too, because it was a late night last night, and we might tip into that. Some great curriculum presentations that were on. But maybe if we kick off with, you know, those families who are coming to Xavier, either are new or newer in their experience, there are some really wonderful points of difference. You know, Monique, you were commenting before about, you know, everyone sort of does the VCE and follows a Victorian curriculum and things, but there are some significant points of difference at Xavier. So maybe just, you know, expand a little there of how we bundle things up and how we go about it.
As you just said, Bill, all schools should be covering Victorian curriculum and VCE. And our curriculum framework is uniquely Xaverian. So that allows students to experience a liberal arts curriculum through our Jesuit identity. So there is an arts feature and a major study. And that major study includes languages, humanities, but it also allows students a framework of choice, because when you have so many options, what a framework does, it puts nice structure in there so that we're covering as a school what we have to, guiding students through decision making by putting that framework in place, you know, pick two from here, pick one from there. And also it creates an agency for students so that they can start to look inward, what they enjoy, where their passions lie. And all of that is done so that we connect students with how they love to learn and what they would like to learn. Ignite that passion in them so that they feel inspired about their choices and what they are doing every day at school.
Can I just pick up on, I love that word agency, particularly for students and empowering their action. There was a great moment last year, and it's a testament to how we're evolving and in a really dynamic and pretty prompt way, our curriculum offerings. But last year you had a wonderful QR codes where you engage, because last year we launched a whole lot of new offerings, and it was just lovely to see the boys, you know, they were putting in lifetime feeds were coming in of where their subjects' interests were, etc. It was lovely to see mathematics, you know, strongly go up the list for boys. I think is wonderful. It proved my Labrador theory of as long as I know where I can eat and where I can play, I'm as happy as can be. But, hey, it's so much more than that. And I compliment your way, Monique. The other bit of agency and helping that agency is how we document, how we make it clear, how we actually can demonstrate not only all of the linkages that come off a particular subject, but the through lines, how this progresses all the way through. So maybe just talk to us a little bit about that, you know, that refresh of our documentation that then highlights all of the wonderful initiatives.
It's almost in too much in some ways, but it's the same information in different ways. So students can access a curriculum guide where they can see overview of a subject. They can dive into subject videos with some specialist teachers that can discuss and pair back the differences and the nuances between subjects in science and humanities that might be similar but different. And then we have, you know, careers and pathways that look at that individual element of a student, so that recommendation based on how they are going and what they are doing. So that documentation is really important because what we studied at school is very different to what our students study. You know, we've got writing courses in year seven, in year eight, I apologise, that look at AI writing and fiction. We've got some really bold electives in year eight around the combinations, that interdisciplinary area between art and science. You know, we didn't learn and didn't study those types of subjects at school. So that supports parents as well to be informed about what their child is learning and how they can provide advice at home.
So we've just had a big night last night, Monique, and a lot of the families who were there, current year eights, looking to nine and nines to 10 and 10s to 11. What would they, in a nutshell, do you think, have taken out of that? And what today can we maybe extrapolate even further along the lines of what you've just been saying?
We have a holistic view of education and students are at the centre, and that's so important. And every student's pathway may be varied and different, and we're flexible to that. And we're inclusive of that. And that's a key difference of our school and a really special part of our learning programs at Xavier. So I feel that that was a theme through every single year level, is that journeys are different, students' purpose and passions may be different, but there is a place for all here.
So if I'm, say, a parent who's not in the Xavier community, but I've heard about what you're talking about, you know, an interesting array of different subjects, etc. What are some of the things that you think might excite a parent who might be thinking, I might go down the Xavier path? It sounds just a little bit different and pretty exciting.
And I'll chip in just, Monique, as to complement that. You know, often seven and eights are very staid in a diet. Like here it is, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, sure.
And we do a little bit of electives in nine and ten and we deviate a bit. So keep going on that theme, Monique.
So in year seven and eight, we've got, again, that framework of choice where students have the option between two subjects in commerce and enterprise and tech. And really they're picking what they feel like would be the better of the two for them. So a very safe safety net of choice. So they select, you know, coding or robotics.
Okay.
So would they like physical computing or would they like to do more programming and coding in that way? We teach the same outcomes and the same skills, but we're thinking about what will engage the students, what is the frame of reference and the context of how we teach that. So very specialist in terms of curriculum design. And that is a feature of year eight as well. You know, we have numeracy and literacy subjects, so we've made space for those. So it's not more maths, it's not more English, it's the application of numeracy and literacy. So looking at statistics, problem solving, you know, rockets and science.
Mm.
So learning about the connections between what they're learning in maths and science and how to apply calculations of physics. So that application is an extension of enrichment for students, and that solidifies learning. So we've created space for that to occur in our curriculum. So not just more of the practice and the skills, but the application of and the practical nature of subjects is a feature at year seven and eight.
And has the feedback from parents been pretty positive? I'm guessing it has.
Yeah, and from students too. You know, just overheard from one of our students in year eight, you know, after the first lesson of a maths elective, you know, I felt my brain working. And that's what we want to hear. Mm. And you know, you said, what will excite parents? Well, we listen to students and we look at what is what is popular for them and what is important, that balance. So our students are going great guns at debating. And we also are increasing classes in philosophy. So we have philosophy in Year 9 as an option of a subject, and we are also creating a pathway for students who love that research and investigation with a new VCE study of 3 and 4 VCE investigations, extended investigations. So, you know, the curriculum's dynamic. We've got to be responsive to what's around in technology, you know, pathways, jobs, but also just think of students and their interests. What will make them happy and engaged and successful at school. Yeah.
Jared?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely wonderful to talk about all the different subjects and specialised sort of areas that our students are offered here, and also sort of the agency that gives us. And so what are some ways maybe that we can, you know, find out from each other and from teachers about what's out there and what's on offer here? I know Tutor Group and its vertical structure is very good in that way, and also teachers are very helpful.
I think the more conversations you have and as a young person and finding out about people's journeys is really important. You know, what are the foundations of making a good decision? You know, what did your parents study? How did they land where they are now? What has their career pathway and journey through learning been? You can learn nuggets of wisdom of all kinds of people, including the cohort, the friends around you, the people in the year level above, your tutor group. You know, all of these people around students give great advice and support with safety those decisions. And, you know, as we said last night, there's no wrong decision, because when you make something, a choice that's not quite right, you learn what you don't enjoy so much. And then that's part of that journey too.
We do some of our great learning, isn't it? I love the references there, Monique, around conversation. And Jared, I couldn't agree more. I think, you know, boys take such a cue from their elder peers. And those elder peers then, you know, grow a little bit of maturity as they've got a young bloke asking some questions about, you know, did this work for you and why not, and a variety of those elements of sort of teasing and unpacking things to help a young person make a good decision. So, again, the tutor group at play. But Monique, I was going to come back around that notion of conversations. It was one of our themes of last night, of encouraging, you know, boys who, you know, sometimes typically don't talk a hell of a lot, you know, to have conversations, or at least talk about areas that might be off their radar, and the seriousness as much as the excitement and the opportunity that's now lying ahead of them as they pick their pathway is really significant. So we spoke about conversations, but we also mentioned communication and an emphasis here. And if there's one thing that we're very keen for our boys to do, and you reference again debaters, doing well, and we've referenced it here on Zav Chat, you know, how are we really opening up these conversations and fostering great communication skills for our boys?
So for the next couple of weeks, our focus in tutor group and classes is reflection of our success from semester one, evaluating how students are tracking and how that could then infer what they do next. So it's a really special moment for students to have the grown-ups and the adults that they work with share the successes that they see in them, or the skills and talents that they see that they could foster. And I know that we have conversations like that in tutor group, and that's really important for students to feel and to know that people know them well enough to support them with recommendations and to have conversations. And that does a lot for young people's self.
And extending now on in terms of communication skills, you know, you were referencing the investigative unit, you were referencing philosophy, you know, our languages program. And Jared, I know you're a great exponent of that one. You know, again, there are a variety of angles, strong communication skills for our students, giving them confidence in their ability to express themselves, to open up topics, to ask the right questions, to pursue those.
Even in terms of how we assess. You know, different ways we assess in folio, speech, oral presentations, videos, podcasts, all the different arts subjects, for examples, and the different modalities that we teach and assess. That's all to build and to grow.
My wife is a teacher, I have to say, a fantastic teacher. And I remember her saying when our boys were going through, one of the great things about Xavier is it's cool to do well. And do you reckon that still stands in 2024? I get the feeling it does.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, having that bold option to have, you know, numeracy and literacy electives and to call them what they are, their numeracy and literacy, and to get students interested in literacy and numeracy is special. And did I speak about astronomy?
No, you haven't. Oh, tip in there.
Okay, new subject for Year 9. Sorry, Jared, you've missed out on this one. And how cool is it going to be? Not just to learn about the theoretical elements of astronomy through your science, but to find out more about the wonders of astronomy through that subject. Mm. And that is cool.
But there were some wonderful underpinnings, wasn't there, of why astronomy was picked in terms of some of the deeper learnings and applications, physics, etc. So yeah. I just have loved the craft of your holler team, our great hollers, really thinking through how they can open up their subjects.
You better tell our listeners what a holler is.
Sorry, that's a head of learning area.
Good.
So one of the great acronyms. I think every industry's got its acronyms. Yeah. Shane, I was giggling away, and again, the nuancing of language. I have to say, I know you were saying that you have to say your wife's a wonderful teacher. Mm. Take it another way, there might have been a compulsion there, but I know that wasn't the way you were referencing it. And I think these are the little nuances and the skills, and the more we open these elements up, you know, our debating program is going just superbly. And again, our students are learning like the craft and the discipline of not only being able to construct an argument, but also handle rebuttal and do it with, you know, grace and dignity and thoughtfulness and you know, good point, but here's another one. And these are the skills that we want to really open up for Zavarians.
And maybe just thinking further, that craft of teaching and the curation of curriculum. You know, yeah, you're right. It is cool to be interested in academics, but when the way that it's bundled makes it engaging for students. We are tapping into what they love and what will draw them into learning and excite them. And that's that craft of teaching.
So I've got one for the three of you. Here you go. And even you, Jared, I reckon come up with a good answer here. What is the question you most get asked by parents in terms of their dreams and their hopes for their boys, whether it's at Burke Hall with the younger parents, or whether it's parents like last night and they're seeing their boys start this really big journey to year 12. I don't care who starts.
It's interesting. I'll tip it on. And there's, I mean, parents are asking lots of questions, to be honest. So trying to narrow it sort of down.
Yeah,
You can go right from, you know, parents often at the earliest stage, there's a significant decision to launch into a Xavier education at an early years. And I think they're really looking there at values and points of difference.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I do this at an early stage? And, you know, I had a lovely moment taking a few parents through, and we happened to be in the kindergarten room. And then there's up on the wall, we've got a photo of, you know, all of their key specialist teachers, and we've got specialist teachers in our kindergarten program. And lovely to reflect that, you know, a number of them, you know, were coaches of the 8A's football team and took them right the way through their junior school journey and then up even into year 8. And others who were in the Great Hall, you know, in music, who not only were teaching the musical skills to kindergarten students and developing, you know, little competencies and loves, but then, as I said, in the Great Hall with 5 to 12, you know, conducting and leading students. So it's relationships again. It's the through lines. It's the other tangible things that go into an education. Anyone can follow a syllabus, but it takes a great skill to bring it to life in really thoughtful ways. No, so I find questions in there.
Yeah, Monique?
I think it's really evident that we know our students in conversation. So when parents ask questions about their child, they're not generic answers. You know, we know their children deeply, and when we make recommendations, they're genuine and they're about the person who's in front of us. And I think that's special about our community. It's also a privilege in terms of our care as teachers to be able to facilitate students' journey and care about them so much that we watch and we foster their talents and we nudge them in the right direction. We push them when they need to be pushed, and all those elements of balance. And that looks different to in kinder and prep as it does in year 11 and 12. But we're caretakers of their academics, their well-being.
Fantastic answer.
And parents can see that. When they ask us questions, we're responding to the person that's in front of them. They're not getting a generic response.
Can I add something, Jared, before throwing going over to you for your thoughts. I get a sense some schools curate a score and we curate the person.
Yeah, well put.
And I think there's a massive difference in the two.
And, Gerard, you probably get younger boys as the college captain asking questions. That's sort of what was in my head when I said maybe you'd like to throw in an answer as well. What comes into your head?
Yeah, well, obviously I probably get asked less by parents than, you know, heads of learning areas and their principal. But from boys, I think the main thing is what do you enjoy and, like, what do you think I would enjoy maybe? So it's a lot of it sort of comes from just finding what you're passionate about. I think it's very important and the rest will sort of come with that. So when boys ask, you know, what did you do and, you know, how did you get to sort of the subjects you're doing now in year 12, I kind of just say, do what you're passionate about, do what you enjoy, but, you know, at the same time, try new things and try and expose yourself to as many different things as possible, not just in subjects, but also in the holistic approach. So, you know, Ignatian service and sport and music and all the different areas of school life.
It's great, Jared, isn't it? Boys love hearing about the journey of others. Like, how did you do it? How do you go about it? And you see that come through even when they're being mentored or having engagement sessions with their old Zavs who love coming back in and just sharing their insights. You know, I don't think they necessarily think they're wisdoms at times, and yet they're very deeply wise in their experiences and what they've learned from them. But it's great. And I loved your question before or your comment, you know, learning's cool here, and there's that sort of sense of that. And one of the things I love most about Xavier and Xaverians is they're very proud of the achievements of their mates.
Yes.
Whatever they might be. And if it's a musician, you know, they sit back in awe and they, you know, and we have this regularly in the Great Hall and they sort of think to themselves, wow, how good is that? You know, or it might be on a sports field or it might be in academics or it might be a boy who can speak incredibly well. So
Monique, we're going to go around the grounds with our lovely college captain, but if there's anything that comes into your head in the next minute or two and you say to yourself, oh, I didn't mention that, here's your chance to have a think about that. But otherwise, Gerard, around the grounds we go.
Certainly, Heels. So another eventful week at the college this week, having had the great first sports wins for football and soccer against Scotch on the weekend. So on Tuesday night, we had the subject selection evening for all years 8 to 11 students and parents. So a great way to get some ideas for VCE for our boys and their parents, tying in very well with what we've spoken about today.
Sure.
And yeah, today, Wednesday, we've got our first rector's assembly of semester two. So jam-packed and a great one to look forward to.
And are we expecting Father Chris to be there front and centre?
I hope so. I think he will be. So,
yeah, he will definitely. Be there. And his great mate, Julian Butler, will be profiled as well.
Very good. And so Friday we'll have our second voluntary mass of the term, having gotten off to a great start last week. And coming up, lots on the agenda for the next few weeks. So starting on Wednesday the 31st of July, the winter play will be having its opening night. So the play is an Australian one. It's called Away. And it will be shown for four nights from Wednesday to Saturday. So if you haven't got your tickets, get in already because they're going pretty quickly out here. And we've also got St. Ignatius Day coming up next week on Thursday. So a great one to look forward to for a whole school mass for all the boys and our winter sports carnival as well. So,
beautifully summarised. And I must say, I saw that soccer game, Bill, and those boys were 1-0 down and missed a penalty and hit the underside of the crossbar. And I think everyone thought, it's just not our day. And then they kicked two late goals and got up. It was a wonderful, wonderful effort on a freezingly horrible cold day. Monique, any late sparks or are we done? And you've been a wonderful guest, I must say.
Thank you, Shane. Coming up on Friday, we open our subject selection process. So our web preference is open. So we hold students for a little bit longer. So they can't enter their subject selection straight away. They have to do a little bit of thinking and planning first. So that's the next milestone. Also, we move into juniors. So we've got junior subject information and transition evenings for our year sixes into year seven and our Burke Hall students as well.
Lots happening. And I must say, with the leadership of yourself and Pauline, I think our boys are in just fantastic hands. Thanks for being our special guest today.
Thanks for acknowledging the team.
Well deserved. And Gerard and Bill, thank you. And we're back for another edition of Zav Chat 7 days hence.